was able to summarize the whole talk in about 50 words. I want to read it to you and then explain it to you. If we understand the idea that there are indeed two stories, the gift of our life, in which we are endowed with the capacity to create, and then the gift of our life as a fact, that we are an element, an aspect, a ray of a greater creation and the creator responsible for it. The divine expresses its infinite being in every creature he makes. If I can see that expression, attend to it, I am then the conscious reflection of that creation. I know an aspect not just of myself in that moment, but of the divine itself. And in this way, I become self-realized. Reach for this. I'm in a hurry someplace, and the light of the sun catches the trees in such a way that shadows are thrown, and suddenly there is a contrast of light and darkness, of movement and stillness, all on a canvas that I would have never seen or known, let alone feel the stillness and the silence and the movement at the same time. Never know that I, as a human being, am endowed with the capacity to be present to the opposites and experience them at the same time without any contradiction whatsoever. And in such a moment, I know something about God's life. I know something about its character, his qualities, her actions. I know something I could never know why, because for that moment I was the reflection of the reality I was attending to. And then I have a glimpse, a touch, just a minor moment in which suddenly something that is divine in its nature is known in me. And I take no credit for what is known in me, because were it not for me giving up my story, I would never be there sharing what is being given to me in that moment to share. Every moment of our life is intended to be like that. There isn't a form, there isn't a movement, there isn't a color, there isn't a sound. And I know that I'm somewhat idealizing this because our lives are so taken up. It's unbelievable. With attempting to live up to what we think we're supposed to be, instead of understanding that everything we will ever be and can ever know about ourselves is given to us every split second that we're capable of attending to the presence that is being expressed through all of the creation around us.
Hello, I'm Desi Arnaz Jr. You've been listening to best-selling author Guy Finley. To learn more about Guy Finley and his nonprofit Life of Learning Foundation, visit guyfinley.org. That's GUYFINLEY.org. Receive helpful free gifts along with a host of life-changing information. That's guyfinley.org.